This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavon. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua of the Chafetz Chaim. So I have very good news. Firstly, I spoke to Rabbi Gedalia Zlatowitz of Art Scroll today, and hopefully this Sefer through our Seder will be transformed into an Art Scroll production, Be'ezus Hashem. So you're being mishtatef, you're participating in history here. Okay, so let us just set up where we're holding. The Chafetz Chaim began with a question, namely the symptoms of the coming of Mashiach mentioned in the Chumash in Parshas Nitzavim next week contradict the conditions that are needed to bring Mashiach in the Mishnah Tzoyta. The Psukim in Nitzavim tell us that in order for Mashiach to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva. There has to be nationwide repentance. And yet at the same time, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the level of the Jewish people will plummet. And the Chafetz Chaim explained that both are true. In order for Mashiach to come, it will be in a generation where perhaps the majority of the people, their dedication will plummet, and those who remain steadfast at the Torah, they will persevere, and their mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of those Jews who remain steadfast at such a time, their mitzvahs are so valuable that their mitzvahs may be even more valuable more than earlier generations, than hundreds of earlier generations. And we're up to the paragraph of Rehamaschel Amnam. And the Chafetz Chaim says, Amnam, Gam zois higidu lanu chachamino zalmei roish. This too, our sages have told us from the beginning. Ki loy hakol yamdu b'madrega hazois. Not everyone will stand on this level. Not everyone will be on the level of those who are dedicated to Hashem b'chol lev v'chol nefesh. V'yakum dor hachadash. A new generation will arise. Shehem lehepach harishayim. Opposite of the first generation. Sheyamdu b'madrega shvala. They will stand on a very low level. B'matzav hadas, religiously. Ma'oid, very much. V'yisnahagu kol echad kfiayash b'einav. And in this time of the coming of Mashiach, the generation will just follow the whims of their heart. V'lo yikablu toichacha, they will not accept rebuke, like the Gemara in Soita says, kamavayar b'mishnah. V'yafal pikein. Nevertheless, al yipo libeinu mizeh, we should not become disheartened. Ki zeh gufa misimane ha'gula, when you see obstinate defection from Torah of Avodah, this is a sign Mashiach is coming. Now the Chafetz Chaim says something astounding. Both the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim, they're both bringing Mashiach closer. Those who remain steadfast to the Torah and to mitzvahs bring it closer by their good deeds, and the wicked also bring it closer through their wickedness, because they're magnifying the reward and the zchus of those who are performing the mitzvahs. Ki eila harishonim yikarvu hageula b'maseh matoivim. The first group brings Mashiach closer through their good deeds. Ve'eila nami yikarvu hageula, and the wicked bring Mashiach closer through their misdeeds. Listen to this. This is literally one of the most astounding things I ever heard. Says the Chafetz Chaim, for 2,000 years, Hashem did us a favor by not bringing Mashiach. Herstamaisa, you hear what's going on over here? Chafetz Chaim says the long and bitter galus was a favor for the Jewish people. It was a chesed to us. How so? V'hainu, Shabbadoiros hakoidmim, in the earlier generations, Shaholchu hadoiros kesikunan, where the generations proceeded properly, V'chalklal Yisrael amdu b'ma'amadam, and the Jewish people, the nation, stood at their watch. Ha'avos, in the earlier generations, everyone did what they needed to do. Ha'avais masul levneihem es yisai de'amunah v'hadas. Fathers gave over to their children the tenets of religion. V'habanim kiblu ba'ahava v'chiba. And children received with love. And they cherished komashinim solahem yavisim, whatever their fathers gave over to them. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim says, that's Derech Eretz. You know, now we live in a generation. Baruch Hashem, the youth are very connected to the Torah. But there's a certain climate where children think it's their duty to give over the Torah to their parents. So every Pesach, kids come home with their notebooks that they're going to give over to their parents, the fundamentals of Emunah. But the Chafetz Chaim says that's not the way it's supposed to be. The way it's supposed to be is, in accordance with the statutes of good character that precede the Torah, that it is incumbent upon the youth to accept the offering of the teaching of their fathers, and our holy belief, it is transmitted from generation to generation, may Avos Labanim, from father to children, Adar Harishain, back to the first generation, Shahayu Shishim Ribay Anashim, that there were 600,000 Jews, Mibnei Chafamala, above 20, Levad Hanashim Vitaf, aside from the women and children, Shahayu Kulam B'mamin Har Sinai, who all stood on Sinai, V'him Roh Es HaKobayneim, and they all saw the miracles with their own eyes. Kedachsiv, like it says, Hayoim Hazer Ro'inu, on this day we saw, Ki Yedaber Lekim Es HaAdam, that the Almighty speaks to man, V'chay, and man could live. In other words, the way the transmission of Torah is supposed to be is father to child. The father saw on Sinai all the miracles, and they give over to their children. And the generations were proceeding in the appropriate way. And listen to this, and like the Chafetz Chaim says, we say this in the davening, Udvarav Chayim, his words, the word of God, are living, the Kayamim enduring, the Chulu al Avoseinu, it is incumbent, it devolves on our fathers, the Aleinu upon us, al Baneinu, on our children, al Doroseinu, on our future generations. And as the generations proceeded, the Chol Yisham v'Chepsam, all of their desire, all of their want, Hein meha avos, both from the forefathers, the hein meha banim, and from the children, haisa was rak zois, just this, lizkois betoira umasim toivim, to merit Torah and good deeds. The lasos ritzoin avinu shemashman, to do the will of God. You ready for the bombshell? For 1800 years, it was not necessary for Mashiach to come. You hear this? So long as those who stood on Sinai were wholeheartedly devoted on giving over to their children, and their children were wholeheartedly devoted to receiving, Az lehoisa hanechitzus kolkach bekerav hageula, it really wasn't that necessary for Mashiach to come. What do we need Mashiach for? For what? Mashiach comes, life will be easier. Okay, but the situation of religion was stood on its base, and just the opposite, it was better for Mashiach not to come. Uva'arichos hagolos, through the prolonged exile, nizgadel v'nisraba zechusan shel Yisrael midar dar, the collective merit of the Jewish people magnified. Number one, Hein mehaschuyos ba'atzmam shenitoiz mikol dar. From the merits themselves that were added in every generation, as we know, when Mashiach comes, we call Mashiach yamim ashein b'hem chefetz, days that we don't desire. The Gemara says, darshening a pasuk in Koheles, that really we don't want Mashiach to come, because when Mashiach comes, free choice will be mitigated, because everyone will jump on the bandwagon, the truth will be apparent. So by Hashem not bringing Mashiach for 1800 years, it increased the individual and collective merit of the Jewish people from all the mitzvahs they did. But if Hashem would have brought Mashiach, then our zuchusim would have been much less. and it also increased our merit, the merit of waiting for Mashiach. You see, if Hashem would have brought Mashiach, we would have lost the merit of awaiting Mashiach. The Hein Mischar HaHamtana. And from the reward of waiting, She Yisrael Mechakin Umitzapin Lebiyasa, that Klal Yisrael awaited His coming, Shal Mashiach, Shal Mashiach, Zeh Zman Arach, for a very long time. Va'oimdim Be'emunasin, and they remained steadfast in their trust, Uvitzipiyusan Yeshua, and their yearning for the Mashiach, for the salvation. Chumay She'amru Chazal B'Sanhedrin. Like the Gemara says, Shekeshem she'anu mechaken, just like we await Mashiach, Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechaken l'galenu. The same way we're awaiting for Mashiach to come, God is awaiting to bring Mashiach. K'may she'nemar, like it says in Yeshayah, V'lachin yichaka Hashem l'chananchem. Therefore God awaits to graciously redeem you. So question, we're waiting for it to come. He's waiting to bring it. No, so what's the problem? So let it come already. If he's waiting, we're waiting, you know why Mashiach didn't come for 1800 years? Because it was better for us for Mashiach not to come. Hashem did us a favor not to bring Mashiach, to give us more reward, A, for our mitzvahs, and B, for awaiting Mashiach. Therefore God did not hasten the redemption. The problem is now, when the religion is faltering, and parents are not dedicated to give over to their children the fundamental tenets of Sinai, and the children are not interested in learning from their parents what Hashem revealed at Har Sinai. Now more than ever, Mashiach is needed. Oh, but it's going to mitigate our schar. Meichel toivos. We're meichel the schar. We can't take it anymore. We can't keep on going. We can't preserve the tradition from Sinai any longer, says the Chafetz Chaim. So actually, for all these centuries, Hashem did us a favor. But so if you're thinking that it's unlikely for Mashiach to come now, after it hasn't come for so long, no, adarabah, for many, many centuries, it was good for Mashiach not to come. Not anymore. Now, Ribbono Shel'Olam's ready, we're ready, and we're meichel whatever little schar extra we would get, because the time has come, we're not able to withstand anymore. We'll continue tomorrow, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.